just a moment with the two of us. I won't lie. It's felt like forever since we've gotten to share a second alone, Pat. Constantly on the road, traveling from place to place, trying to make sure everything goes according to plan with as little hiccups as possible. With all of that, we just haven't gotten the chance to enjoy each other. Not like this, at least. Getting distracted by my tentacles caressing your skin, pulling your body close against mine so that we're flush against each other. I don't want to ever let you go, Pet. You mean too much to me. Somehow you wiggled your way into my cold heart. Now I don't think I would be able to survive without you. I love you more than words can say, Pet. You're my entire world. I would do anything for you. It's moments like this, when the world completely stops and you're wrapped safely in my tentacles, I'm reminded just how important you are. It's a cliche, but I've never felt this way about anyone. It takes a lot to melt a mind flayer's heart, and yet, here you are, doing it with such expert ease, simply by being yourself. You're so amazing, and you don't even realize it, Pet. If I were given a choice of everyone I've ever been with, you know, previous partners, random hookups, fleeting crushes, you put all of those in a room, and I would still pick you. Every single time, I'm picking you. I've never loved someone the way I love you. You've made me care about things I never thought twice about. I want to be a better person every day because of you. I want to be the person you think I am, despite my monstrous appearance. You were able to look past it. See me for who I really am. You're one of the best people on this planet, whether you realize it or not. You're so considerate, so generous. I don't know how you turned out this way when the world is such a dark place. And yet, you're one of the only bright spots left. You're my reason for existing, for getting up every morning with a smile on my damn face. You're my entire world. That's why I want to ask you something. And before you start panicking, I promise, it's nothing bad. I don't think there is a single thing you could do or say that would actually push me away. Even if you were to hurt someone, I'm sure you had your reasons. What I'm getting at is, I love you, Pet. You're on my mind 24/7. We could be walking next to each other, holding hands, talking about what we want for dinner. And all I will think about is how lucky I am that I get to do this for the rest of my life. Hearing your voice instantly improves my mood. It's my favorite sound in the entire world. Even if I'm listening to you being unable to make a decision, I still want to hear it. Getting to hear you be unable to decide what you want for dinner is a privilege, even if it's one we go over every single day. I want to grow old with you, have a little house that we decorate, tell each other the same 5 stories on repeat, you know, that kind of a boring, cute life. Doesn't that sound perfect to you? It's why I wanted to talk to you about something. As you know, I'm a mind flayer. Our culture is a little bit different from yours. There is a heavy emphasis on psychic abilities, telepathy, you know, stuff of that nature. When a mind flayer finds who they want to spend the rest of their life with, there is a telepathic bonding ritual. It will allow me into your head and you into mine, forever bonding us together as one. This is considered the highest form of commitment amongst mind flayers. It was something I never even considered beforehand. I was always worried that by allowing someone else into my head, I would lose what makes me me. I was afraid of the idea of sharing myself so completely with someone. That was until I met you. For some reason, I'm not scared of the commitment when it comes to you. It's as easy as breathing air for me. You're the most important person in the world. I live to see you smile, to hear you laugh. I want to spend the rest of my days with you. You're my entire world, Pat. I love you. Will you do me the honor of bonding with me? Really? I didn't think you would agree so readily. Are you sure that you don't want to think about this a little bit longer? No, I'm not. I promise. I'm not trying to talk you out of this. This is the one thing I've wanted most in this world. I just want to make sure you understand what you're getting yourself into. It wouldn't be fair for me to offer this without explaining everything. We come from 2 completely different worlds. You being a human, me being a mind flayer. Our commitment ritual is not a simple little thing like in human culture. I know there's a speaking ceremony where the people vow to be together forever, and then they share a kiss, sealing the contract, you know, all that stuff. But mind flayers is a little bit more intimate. You'll feel me inside your head communicating with you. We won't even need to speak to each other unless we want to. Everywhere you go, you will feel a string of consciousness connecting yourself to me. We will always be together, Pat. In some way, shape, or form, you'll always have a small part of me with you. Just like I'll always have a small piece of you with me. Once we do this, it can't be undone. There's no going back, there's no reversing, it's permanent. Are you sure you want to go through with this, Pat? Are you having any second thoughts at all? Because you need to tell me now if you are. You just made my night. Feeling my tentacles start to shift towards your head. Easily coiling around and engulfing your face completely. Such a familiar feeling for you. Something that you can't believe used to alarm you. Now you look forward to how my tentacles wrap around your head. Tentacles stroking your precious face. Your eyelids flutter at the touch. Meanwhile, I bring you underneath me. Oh, if only I could see your face, pet. But that would mean I would have to stop touching you with my tentacles, and quite frankly, I don't want to do that. You're the only one that I want. The only one that I will ever need. Which is why we shouldn't waste any more time and just start the ritual, right?